And now from finance to film. Let's find out what critics are saying about some of this week's new releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
Bernardo Bertolucci may have revived the NC-17 rating for his tale of the 1968 student revolution in France, but reviewers say this is no Last Tango in Paris. The sex is too listless for The New Yorker. A New York magazine wants less 68 and more 69. In returning to his past, Entertainment Weekly says the director is so drunk on déjà vu, he has made a movie that's really a flossy assemblage of Bertolucci signifiers. Critics stay sober. The Village Voice thinks the incorporation of classic 60s film clips suggests an inept Forrest Gump, and the New York Observer calls the dreamers soporific and incoherent. In wider release today is Barbershop 2, Back in Business. This sequel stars Ice Cube, whose neighborhood barbershop is threatened by a fancy new salon across the street.
That is one right there. That's delicious.
This is burnt.
No, baby, that ain't burnt, now. It's barbecue. Yeah. You see that brother over there? That's burnt.
Entertainment Weekly likes the snappy dialogue. It says the taunts, challenges, and barbershop philosophy that dominate Barbershop 2 are so good, they could probably work just fine on stage. Cedric the Entertainer courts controversy by calling the DC snipers the Jackie Robinson of crime, although the Philadelphia Inquirer complains he retreats quickly to safer, duller ground. Critics split on the overall merits. LA Weekly thinks this is an even richer, smarter, funnier sequel. The Chicago Tribune says the razors are a little duller, the clicks not as slick, the patter not as snappy. And finally, we have Miracle, which recreates the U.S. hockey team's triumph over the Soviets at the 1980 Olympics. It stars Kurt Russell, who's winning raves as the team's coach, Herb Brooks.
You give 99%, you'll make my job very, very easy. I'll be your coach. I won't be your friend. If you need one of those, take it up with Doc or Coach Patrick here.
Entertainment Weekly says Miracle takes sports movie cliches and adds patriotism. The result, it says, is a film reformatted for the uplift of a careworn, post-911 audience. Period details range from footage of the Iranian hostage crisis to Russell's helmet hairdo, which the New York Times calls the key to the performance. It's as stiff, unmovable, and unforgiving as Brooks. The Dallas Observer, inspired by the unabashed flag-waving, calls this one of the best feel-good sports movies ever. The Onion balks at warmed-over propaganda, but still finds it hard to suppress that lump in the throat when the players take the ice.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.